The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you have election fatigue, well, you're going to get Christmas fatigue fairly quickly because it's just around the corner. I hate to admit it. Anyway, Josh Crosby has been looking into disappearing Christmas traditions because apparently, Josh, people are not hanging up the mistletoe. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's looking like it's going in that direction, Kieran. Now, I can't remember it ever being hugely popular myself. I know you'd see it in the odd pub, but I think it featured more in Christmas rom-coms than anywhere else. But buyers and sellers of the plant, Kieran, say its popularity is dying off due to wokery and that young staff don't want to be accused of abuse if they bump into a colleague under the mistletoe at a Christmas party. So look, I know people might have election fatigue, as you said, but they'll certainly have Christmas fatigue by the time we hit the 25th. But we just said, look, today we balance things up, and I headed off trying to buy some mistletoe. I headed down to Henry Street where there's a Christmas market on, and it's fair to say some traditions are changing. One of the stalls there had a Jerry Hutch the Monk election poster clipped onto it. Then there were no Christmas carols playing when I was down there. In fact, a stall had Go On Home British Soldiers playing out of a speaker. So changing times indeed when it comes to Christmas cheer down there. But I did ask a few of the stall holders how traditions have changed, and one of them will be selling mistletoe once they get it in.
I'll pick up next week probably with all the Christmas bags and stuff.
And
like
you've
that.
Everything from Christmas cards to wrapping paper.
To wrapping paper and everything, lights, everything.
And the cards, are they still popular? Are people still the tradition of keeping
cards? Oh yeah, they love the cards and all the gift tags and things like that, you know.
And what about the traditions now? Any Christmas traditions you see fading out?
Well, there's a lot gone. There's a lot already gone, but we try and stick to the same thing anyway.
What have you got here? You got some Christmas wreaths?
Yes, I have.
Will you be stocking the mistletoe?
I will. When we get her in, we will, yeah.
And is it hard to get, or have you noticed any changes with the mistletoe over the years?
No, it depends what she orders in, you know, that way what she gets in. But hopefully now we will get her in.
Some of them are saying that mistletoe is fading out over the years, the tradition of it. Did you notice that now?
Yeah, it is. Years ago used to sell loads of it.
They were all kissing under the mistletoe, were they?
No, they were all kissing. Any kisses.
They don't need mistletoe anymore?
No, shit, child, you don't need her anymore.
But you'll be selling it here?
I will, hopefully we will be getting her in, we will be selling it there, yeah.
And would you ever hang up a bit of mistletoe in your house?
Not at all.
In terms of Christmas traditions now, are people still like to come into the market?
Did you? Yeah, but not really as many now.
And tell me now about the Christmas jumpers. No matter what age they are, they still like to put them on?
Like, oh, yeah, any age, yeah.
Some of the old-fashioned...
It's gone, yeah. It's sad, you know.
The mistletoe and all that?
Ah, yeah, the mistletoe, yeah. That's right, it's gone.
Tradition in itself, we're losing tradition because of, you know, everything that's going on. You know, they're trying to gentrify, I suppose, Dublin City as a whole. But people need to step up and say, no, we'll do what everybody does in past families and stuff like that, so please come into town and shop.
What would be your Christmas tradition now in the family?
My Christmas tradition in the family is I sleep all day Christmas Day after 24 days of solid work.
Alright, okay, I guess if anyone else was working 24 days solid, they might sleep too. When it comes to traditions, I mean, have we lost many? Is it just the mistletoe? Can you think of any others?
Well, look, I suppose it's like Easter, Kieran. Chocolate seems to have taken over Lent, and the same goes for Christmas. There will, of course, be, look, plenty of people heading down to Mass, but the whole wining, dining, shopping, it's become much more central to how a lot of people mark Christmas. Mm. But some old traditions are still very much alive in certain pockets of the country, more so in rural Ireland. You've got the wren on Stephen's Day, you've Women's Little Christmas on the 6th of January, Christmas swims for charity or a dip in the 40-foot. To hear from someone who studies this kind of thing, I spoke with Kelly Fitzgerald, who's the head of the School of Irish Celtic Studies and Folklore at UCD. Kelly says, at the core, we still very much keep a tradition.
There's a really simple, beautiful aspect to the Irish Christmas, and that's the candle in the window. And in some ways, that represents so much. If we think of it, emigration being such a huge part of Irish society, and for many people, Christmas is the only time they got a chance to get back home again. And again, that welcoming of the Holy Family for strangers who need to find something. So in some ways, so much of what Irish society aspires to have within its communities, within its people, we see really coming through at Christmas.
With the commercialization of it all, have we lost some of our traditions? Like, have they become more maybe an Americanized slant or twist on them?
Again, you know, you often hear people say, oh, Christmas is so commercialized now and all of that. And yes, that is true, because in recent years, people have had more disposable income. They have had a chance to do things that perhaps they didn't have in their old childhood that they like to do within their own families. And some ways, I always like to ask people, if you take the money away, if you take what's being spent and just look at what's happening, is that different than what it was in previous years? And I suppose there may be more money involved, but it is that sense of gift giving, of generosity, of coming together, the gatherings, having a drink, having a meal. So in some ways, when you really get down to it, what we're celebrating is still the same as we've always been doing.
All right, Kelly Fitzgerald there from UCD. One listener, Josh, says, Kieran, my youngest son is 23. Be home for Christmas on December 22nd. I'm going to record the toy show so we can watch it together in matching PJs, the fire lighting and goodies. Big baby, him, not me. I think that text is just trying to gaslight me or troll me or do something anyway. Come on. You're not sitting down in matching pajamas with your 23-year-old son to watch a recording of the Late Late Toy Show. God give me patience. This country is going to hell in a handbasket. Anyway, Josh, what about all those who sell Christmas items? Are they going to be stocking mistletoe?
Well, interestingly enough, what I found out through this, it might not just be wokeness killing off mistletoe. Here in Ireland, Brexit has had a part to play in all this. So at the auction where they sell bunches and bunches of this Christmas plant in the UK, they reckon they'll only have around a quarter of the stock that they would once sell. Now, I've been speaking with Theo Lampton, who runs Fir Christmas Trees. He used to stock mistletoe himself, but he said due to growing conditions and the challenges with getting supplies in from the UK post-Brexit, it's just not possible anymore. And just on the whole topic of decorations and Christmas, he also told me that the growing conditions with climate have affected the supply of the Northern Fir Christmas tree and that the demand is outstripping supply. Theo starts off telling me how the market has evolved in recent years.
There's been a number of different changes. I think on the whole, the demand for Christmas trees has risen substantially over the years. Even though we're seeing a number of cultural shifts occurring in Ireland, the actual demand for real Christmas trees continues to grow, which is always great for business. What we're also noticing as well is the repercussions of Brexit. So for a lot of us, if we were supplying secondary products on the website, a lot of them would have come from the UK, things like Christmas crackers and things like mistletoe. And it just wasn't really viable anymore for us to be able to offer these to our customers as a result of Brexit.
Talk to me about mistletoe. Like, is it dying out as a tradition? Will we still see it at Christmas parties?
I think you will see it at Christmas parties, but just not like it used to be. It's one of those, you know, aspects of that kind of cultural shifts that we're experiencing here in Ireland. I think with that, some old traditions will, I don't want to say they'll die out, but they will pull back a bit. And also, you know, with mistletoe is one of those other products that I used to sell, and I loved the idea of continuing to sell it. But the fact was, is I had to bring it in from the UK, and that is just not possible for me anymore. That mixed with the fact that the growing conditions for mistletoe have also become increasingly difficult. So there are a few factors there that I think are particularly attacking mistletoe, which is unfortunate.
So maybe there's a market there for an Irish blend or an Irish crop of mistletoe.
There could be. You know, maybe that's something I need to look into for the future.
All right. Theo Lampton there from Fir Christmas Trees. People are texting in. What about the Cheeky Charlie on Henry Street? Mm. Is that a Christmas tradition?
It was a teddy bear years ago, yeah, I think. And if you go down there, the people working there, if you mention Cheeky Charlie's, they know exactly what you're on about.
That's funny. I'd never heard of the Cheeky Charlie. Somebody else wondering what happened. The Christmas lights on Grafton Street, wondering why they're called the winter light. This happens every year, winter festivals and Yule festivals. You find actually usually the sub-headline says Christmas as well. So that Christmas has not been cancelled, folks. Panic over. But what other traditions look like that might be cancelled?
Well, look, I won't say they're dying out as such, but what we are seeing is a decline in stuff like, so the likes of, look, sending cards, that goes for a lot of different occasions and events throughout the years. They're in decline. Going along to carols, lighting the Christmas pudding with the brandy, the blue light, marzipan sweets. Another uniquely Irish one, which I'm sure online shopping is having some impact on, is the 8th of December when farmers or just anyone, people down the country would have headed up to the big smoke to do their shopping. I did meet with one family today who were up from Cavan, especially for their shopping, and they do it on the same date every year. Let's take a listen now to some of the family traditions people have at this time of year.
tradition in our family. You know, when we all meet, you know, we give something away. So it could be to, like, last year we gave clothes to the homeless people on the streets, just brought in two big massive bags and just started handing out t-shirts and shoes and all this type of stuff. And the kids gave away their old ties.
I think it's very important to have family traditions.
And yourself in your own home, is there something you do that you might not necessarily do from year to year?
Well, we actually would always actually do the Christmas tree together, and there'd be a round of Irish coffee.
Not really. Santa Claus is still there. Toys have gotten more elaborate and not like what they used to be. Something very simple. I know in my childhood you were looking like an orange was a present from Santa Claus.
So it's gone from an orange to an apple product.
Exactly, exactly. That is it, yeah.
This is our tradition today. We've come all the way from Cavan. We come up every year on the 28th of November.
Same date every
year? Same date. Well, this Thursday, Friday every year.
Do some shopping.
Do the shopping, and we'll go to the Gaiety tomorrow morning for the panto.
Very good. And yourselves, what's your favourite tradition of Christmas?
Going shopping and going around to the Gaiety, yeah.
What do you like most about Christmas? What are some of the traditions you do that you really like?
We mostly do give presents to others who need the most, and we give some to people who need it more. And we celebrate our holiday and have fun and have some joy.
Are some of the traditions fading out?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what now, when you think back to when you were a boy?
Well, sure, people don't go out now, they're all staying in their own thing. Now it's all on phones.
Yes, lighting the candle in the window's kind of gone.
You don't see it as much anymore?
Not at all, no. You do in rural Ireland at the same time.
In the 70s, Santa doesn't come to us anymore.
Yeah, which is a bit of a disappointment.
No, he gives it up.
You're leaving maybe the drink and the biscuits out, but...
He's not.
No, and he's not taking the drink either anymore.
All right, lovely to hear from those people. Some of the Christmas traditions maybe they'd like to see return in their household. 087 1400 106. Josh Crosby, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.